Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local couple runs a company that ships vehicles all over the world. Let's go in-depth with Matt and Jenny Van Gelder, owners of Executive Auto Shippers from Monroe. Well, Matt, how did Executive Auto Shippers get started?
I actually grew up in the industry. My parents owned a trucking company, and one of the things that they did was ship automobiles. So I kind of have been around it my whole life. They actually closed their company in 08, and when they did that, then Jenny and I founded this company.
And you're in Monroe. Well, that's an interesting place for a big auto shipping company, isn't it?
For a nationwide company.
Nationwide.
In a small little town of Monroe.
Well, why'd you pick Monroe?
We actually, when we founded the company, we were in Chicago. And we decided, we were both from Iowa originally, we decided it was time to come back, you know, closer to home. And we just, we actually found the building for sale. And it's a perfect location for us.
Yeah, we have a lot of employees, Newton, Pella, here in Monroe. So it's a nice location for employees to center location.
Yeah, you have a larger pool of potential employees to draw. And how many employees do you have?
13
total. 13. Wow, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I have to say Executive Auto Shippers, the executive part of it sounds important. Is that why you picked it?
It is. Yes. We definitely try to differentiate ourselves from the competition by being the highest level of customer service and customer satisfaction. So, you know, I kind of thought that name reflected that.
Yeah, you want something to bring quality to it.
Yeah.
If you're bringing quality, what is quality to you?
I think in our industry, it's very highly competitive, which seems kind of odd. So we have to differentiate ourselves from everyone else. We like to be honest. We like to educate our customers on the service because not a lot of them have ever shipped a car. So a lot of times they just look at price right away. There's a lot that goes into it, and we like to be upfront and honest and have them make a educational decision about how they're going to ship their car.
We also do a lot of things that our competitors don't do. We have one price guarantee to make sure there's no hidden or additional costs. We have a rental car guarantee in case the vehicle's delayed for some reason, so that they're not, you know, stranded without a car. We also can provide online tracking, which is something, as far as I know, no other competitor offers any of those things.
Okay, so let's say I want to ship a car to Los Angeles. I just call you and then we work it out?
Yep, we do. You know, obviously our customers are all over the country and in many cases all over the world. So we communicate over phone, email, text, whatever works for the customer. We even have some customers overseas that have to communicate via Skype, you know, other technologies like that. And we do the paperwork and everything that way.
So you ship overseas?
We do, yeah. Yep. We ship to portions of...
Yeah, currently we're shipping one to Guam. We do, and we've also shipped to the Netherlands, too.
Mm-hmm. We do a lot of shipments to Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and we've also shipped to portions of Europe, Asia, Africa.
You're kidding.
Nope.
No.
That's wonderful, but you know, I'd have to be pretty attached to my car, or it'd have to be a really expensive car, because I could probably buy a car for what it would cost to ship to Guam.
Yeah, you know, everybody has their reasons. Obviously, Guam and several of the European ones, they're military transferees, so, you know, they get some consideration from the government, too, to ship their vehicle.
I see.
Versus purchasing a different one. A lot of the European shipments typically are classic cars going to collections where, you know, they find the car wherever they can find it because it's something that they specifically want.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Matt and Jenny Van Gelder, owners of Executive Auto Shippers. let's just say I'm in Omaha, mm-hmm. and I want to ship to LA. What happens? What gets set into motion?
Basically, we go over the process. We educate you on, you know, what to expect as far as timelines, how everything moves forward. We do some paperwork, basically just a shipping order form that has the rate and everything on there so that everybody knows what to expect. And then we schedule it around your needs. You know, we have people that that ship for lots of different reasons, so they all have different needs for their schedule. And we kind of try to tailor that shipment around what they need. If they need the car, you know, up until the point they leave Omaha, or maybe they, you know, have extra cars there and they can let it go earlier and they want it when they arrive in LA, you know, however we need to tailor that schedule.
Let's just take a hypothetical, and I want it to leave Omaha next Wednesday and I want it to be in LA within a week. Mm-hmm. What's that going to cost me?
There's a lot of variables that go in there, but the general price is going to be probably in the range of about $800.
Well, that's, I was expecting more. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, I was expecting more.
It's really based on the market rate of how the seasons go, too. And currently, like, we're in the snowbird season, so a lot of cars that are moving to warmer destinations, Florida, California, there's a lot of that. Those prices tend to creep up a little bit. Cars coming from, say, California back aren't as much, I guess, because the market fluctuates with the different seasons all the time.
Yeah, the rates are a lot like airline prices. You know, if you're going, people are familiar with those. If you're going to fly to Hawaii during the peak season, it's going to cost a lot more than if you're going in the off season. And our rates fluctuate a lot like that as well.
Okay, and so it's also sort of like renting a trailer. If you're going to a place where a lot of people are going versus the middle of nowhere, it's going to cost you more to the middle of nowhere, right?
Because there's going to be less traffic there. It depends on the route, because it depends on if there's a major interstate.
There's a lot that goes into it. You know, we have a lot of customers that will say, well, fuel prices are up or fuel prices are down. That should affect the rate accordingly. And it does to a certain extent, but it really falls more to supply and demand. So if you're on a well-traveled route and there's, you know, and you're in the off-season where there's not much freight, the rates come down. And the opposite is true if you're going, as an example, right now the snowbirds are going to Florida for the winter. So if you're going from any of the large major areas to Florida right now, the prices are a lot higher. There's a lot of vehicles moving, and it's supply and demand. There's not as many spaces open on trucks as there are vehicles moving.
I think that our listeners can probably hear the background. There's your employees are on the phone. They're talking. They're making arrangements. I hear the keyboards tapping very fast.
Yep.
It's really dynamic in this office. And that, when I drove by, I had no idea.
Lots of people are surprised when they come in here, how many people are in here and how busy it is and how everyone's on the phone all the time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Matt and Jenny Van Gelder, owners of Executive Auto Shippers. Well, your employees have to be really good and know all of these dynamics that you've just explained to make to get an appropriate bid and get the service that your customers expect.
Yes, we have a very long training process, and especially with, you know, what we do, the specifics of it. Obviously, nobody in the area knows anything about it going in, so. We have a very long training process to get completely up to speed. And then especially for the overseas shipments, and those have a lot of requirements. So there's a lot more knowledge that goes into those even versus just a domestic within the 48.
Well, yeah, you have to know what port to take it to. You have to have all the papers in place.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a real detail-oriented job.
Yep, lots of details that go into it. We do a lot of domestic overseas shipments, like Hawaii is an example. Even though you're not leaving the U.S., there's still a lot of very specific paperwork that has to be done. And then anytime, obviously, that you do cross international boundaries, then the paperwork level goes up dramatically.
It's executive auto shipper, so that means you put the vehicle on the back of a truck, I presume, just like we see the ones driving down the road with the 6 or 8 or whatever it is vehicles on it.
Absolutely. Just the same trucks you see like at the dealership where they've got, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 vehicles on. That's the same trucks that we use.
Okay, so let's say I'm a driver for you. I come in, you give me a list of places to go, and you probably have a route optimized for me, where to go first to make my pickups and then where to drop off first. Does it work like that?
Basically, we work with the majority of our carriers are very small companies, and a lot of times it's just the individual who drives the truck owns it himself. He owns one truck, he drives it. So basically, we work like a travel agent. We find the truck that's in the area that meets the customer's needs for scheduling for pickup, scheduling for delivery, on the right route. We basically pair up the customer and the carrier that works best for the customer's needs.
I see. So you don't have the trucks yourself.
Correct, yeah.
Well, that takes a whole another level of organization out of it, right? I mean, that's a smart business arrangement. So you aren't dealing with maintenance of trucks and stuff like that, too. And employees, you just get good companies that you know ship and you make the arrangements.
Right, exactly. So that's one of our biggest processes to ensure the quality is constantly screening our carriers. We rate them every time we work with them. We go through a long process of screening every time we work with them, even if it's a carrier that we work with regularly.
Well, I'm glad you put it that way. It's like a travel agency. It's like a travel agency for the vehicle.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you ship larger vehicles or motorcycles?
I think the most unique thing we've shipped lately was part of an airplane. And you
really?
Can go into more detail of it.
Yep, we shipped the front half of an airplane. They took the wings off of it, and it was like the cockpit and fuselage, the front half without the wings. We ship... Obviously, the majority of our shipments are regular cars people drive every day. But yeah, we can ship almost anything. We ship a lot of motorcycles, ATVs and UTVs, the little side-by-side things. So yeah, about anything.
So is the business growing? Is it stable? What's happening with it?
Within the last 2 years, we've really grown. Probably from 2 employees to 13 employees, like I've said.
In 2 years?
Yeah, in 2 years.
Wow.
And we've added a lot more different areas. Our newest customers, or what do you want to call them? Clients, are corporate relocations, moves, and traveling nurses. Those, I guess.
So there's probably, you know, with the good manufacturing base and corporations and stuff that we have in Marion and surrounding counties, there's probably a lot of more work that could be just done here locally for you, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, we kind of work more on a national platform. Even though we're in Iowa, we don't really have a lot of local customers. And that's definitely a market that we're looking to grow more in the future.
I guess when you said national, that I thought, well, maybe it doesn't really matter then, the local business, but it could matter to you?
I mean, obviously, this is where we're located. So, you know, we would like to work on that market, but... Most of our business comes in from the internet, so we do a lot of marketing on the internet, and we haven't done local marketing, but that's definitely something that we're looking into. As Jenny mentioned, we've been growing, you know, a lot over the last 2 to 3 years, and in order to do that, you have to continually look at new marketing and new segments of the industry.
So do you need more help, do you think?
I hope so. Because that means the company's still growing. So, yeah. And I think I really like being in Iowa, too, because the personalities of individuals, they're just, everyone's just nice. I mean, that's why I also like coming back to live here. And I also have to give a little plug to ourselves because we've won the Angie's List Super Service Award the last 4 years, five years now. So, and that's all because of our employees.
And that you said Angie's List?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. We're actually the number one provider for this service on Angie's List nationwide, and we have been now for about 5 years.
Now, what's the best part of owning and managing this company?
The best part probably would just be that every day is completely different. All the shipments are so varied. The customers are all different. It's although it's kind of a repetitive process, every single time it's something new, and you're constantly learning something new.
I would agree that there's always something new to learn, and I like working with our employees. We have a really good group of people here, and I couldn't say anything more wonderful about them. Without them, we wouldn't be here.
Thanks to Matt and Jenny Van Gelder for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.